to the award-winning team-building exercise season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? Yeah, this month, the Nameless invade the team-building exercise lists. Yeah, these guys are all tentacled and stuff. Yeah, that makes me hungry. Anyone up for calamari?
Welcome to the newest team building exercise. This one's Season 3, Episode 4. We're doing the Nameless. Brand new faction. My name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
And here we are again, once again, to do the Nameless. Brand new faction, like I said, so we'll get right into it. Jack, what does your Nameless look like? And does it have a name?
If it doesn't have a name, can we call it whatever the hell we want?
I was drinking.
Oh my god.
I said my spiel. I was drinking. It's Jack's response time.
Oh, okay. Well, without further ado, I will say that yes, I've been looking forward to doing this one. We have the official book. Everything's on the up and up. And I will tell you, I felt I was very coach-like because I made probably 30 lists.
Nice.
This week, I don't know. I've cut open the Nameless. I've reached in, grabbed two handfuls of the guts, and I've just been smearing them on my face and body because I'm just into them right now. So, okay, I guess it's my time to bring the house down.
Good. Yeah, great. Yeah, that's great. Great, Jack. You're smearing. Yep.
Yeah, smearing yourself with fluids again, Jack. Okay, day that ends in Y.
That's right. Tell us something that doesn't happen every other day.
Okay. So to begin with, the new roster for the team list that I the name list that I that
team
I
list? Had,
yeah the team nameless team. See, I went to nameless team. That
would it be a award-winning team list?
Yes.
It's almost as though I'm talking and waiting for someone to break in. I'm just like it's a Pavlovian experience. I'm living in a situation where
I don't know what you're talking about. Flinching. He keeps flinching. Why are you flinching, Jack?
Yeah.
It's really weird. He's never been interrupted before, and all of a sudden he's got this weird action.
It's unbelievable. And every time we do this, he says that, and I still have no idea what he's talking about.
And then he starts talking like somebody's talking to him, and he just goes off on rants and stuff, and we just have to sit here and be quiet until he's done. It's really weird.
It's truly, truly weird.
Textbook gaslighting. That's what that is. That is hurtful to both my psyche and my heart. Back on track. The leader I chose was the Psychotroid.
What?
Interesting.
I'm a fan. All the leaders have a little something, so I might not be the only one who took one, but I don't know. So to delve in, shoot 5, fight 6, save 5. It's got resilience 2, which I may have alluded to that I had been looking at how resilience worked and that there was a beastie with resilience 2 in the past. Beast, tenacious, psychic, tactician 2. And now it's got the standard array of psychic abilities. I think that's pretty par for the course. I don't think I need to get into that. But the splat, the special little nugget of wisdom that the Psychotroid brings is called Aura of Dread. And it is spend an army special result on the command dice at the start of or end of a model's activation. So right there, you're starting to be able to, a little more loosey-goosey. Mm. You may choose one non-pinned enemy model within 2 cubes of and line of sight. So it has to be within 2 cubes of the Psychotroid and line of sight and move it 1 cube directly away from the active model. So basically you're able to push enemy models that are not pinned, just like the force, like Darth Vader.
Now, is that why you chose him? You like Darth Vader?
I do like Darth Vader, but
it's a force push.
It is a force push, but it allows you that model, that victim model, has to make a breakaway, which could also be very, very dangerous for said model. But also, you can, if the cards are in your favor, push that model into a fight with one of your models. So it just seems like a really close range, but I think, like, if your leader is being, menaced in such a way, and obviously with a psychic, you don't have to be within line of sight for a lot of things. You want to take care of a leader. It just seems like one of those things that you'd be able to really toy with. If things are right, I don't know. It just seems like real. It was in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. But you know what? I got to tell you, Jack, I knew you were going to take him.
Did you?
You know what? It had just enough silliness, like the force push, but he is the leader, I think, right behind the Brocker engineer, the chief Brocker, coming in hot with one less, I may be wrong, he might be even, but one less special ability.
No.
So
I didn't even, that's a deep, deep dive right there.
Yeah. The chief Brocker is, he's got quite a bit of, special results on him, but this guy's got five.
But he's a size 2, survive 5 plus. He's got a bit of survivability, but then you just add this little bit of a, it's not a game breaking, but I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, and the resilience 2 and a save of 5 is devastating.
Yeah, he's gonna be hard to take off, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, you gotta lay into this guy. And also, Jack, I'm sorry, you glossed over. He's got armor 1.
Yes, yes. So he's no slouch. You still don't want to parade him around like a hussy. You know, you don't want him shaking his thorax in front of everyone,
right,
dressing like he wants it. But if it does come to that, he can take care of himself in a bit of a fisticuffs.
Now, you think about it, too. You see resilience 2, armor 2, survival 5. So survival 5.
Size 2.
Size 2. I'm sorry, armor 1, size 2. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you're saying, all right, well, he's got a 5-up save, but that's the middle of the road.
Yep.
It ain't as good as 4. It's not worse than 6, but 5 is right in that meaty crust center right there. Resilience 2 saves him. Armor 1 helps. The thing that about him, you're like, wow, he's just too good. If you happen to kill this guy, you're going to be awarded 4 victory points.
Yeah. He's the most expensive.
What I'm saying is, so I'm playing Jack. I kill this guy. I deserve 4 victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard to kill that.
Yeah.
It's worth that.
Especially because he can do all his shenanigans from behind a solid wall with the psychic. So you have to work to get the kill.
And you know what's the funny part about his splat is that you think about this guy and you're like, okay, he's going to push a guy and, like, you know, he can go into, let's say, the Goliath. I know we haven't gone over that yet, but he goes into the Goliath and the guy just, you know, tears the guy apart. It doesn't have to be the psychotroid. It could be anybody. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And anybody, you know, so, you know, we're going to get into it, but a lot of these guys don't have shoot stats. But man, if you could force push a guy away, you know, a 3-cube, it's basically a 3-cube, threat zone. Cause you know, you within 2 plus the 1 that you move them. Yeah. I know, Jack. I know, man. It's sexy.
I'm seeing some, you know, you just keep a couple, cheap models in reserve, you know, around some spots and you can push, if you could push, say a Pathfinder off a bridge and onto a carotid or something.
Right.
You're going to make a bad situation even worse.
Now, the thing you have to do is you got to line it up because it's directly away. So you don't choose where it goes. You just have to do draw a line from him to the other guy. So, you know, that's the only thing, the randomish about it, but that's an easy fix, man. And a lot of these guys are fast enough. They get into a spot and you throw them any way you want. I like it, man. He's a cool leader, man. And I don't know if you guys, I mean, you guys seen the models and stuff. I thought he'd be bigger. You know, I thought he'd be like a size three guy because the pictures we got when we had to write this stuff, I thought he was going to be a lot bigger. Then when I saw the pictures of him, I'm like, hey, he's a lot smaller. You know, it looks like a huge, like the Alien Queen or something like that, you know, like something big like that. But he's, you know, he's a size two. He's a good size, but, and also he's got a brain in his butt.
He does. There is a few brain butts in this, in this list.
So just like this podcast, the Psychotroid has his head up his ass, basically.
we've been told worse things, so I'll take that.
Yeah, that's actually a compliment for us.
That is.
So, yeah, cool.
Cool.
Cool. So, just one more thing. Recon 4 Plus on him. I know we're spending a lot of time on him, but.
No, go ahead, Jackie. This warrants it.
They're coming out, that this is new. So, Recon 4 Plus, not bad.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I didn't go with anyone that would really require, you know, that, but it's still a little bit all right if you can get us some troops on the, you know, a couple guys up ahead or something. Some people can really maximize a Recon 4 Plus if they can,
win. And I like, you know, you're like, he's got this, he's got that, and Recon 4? It's like, you know, yeah.
Little added bonus.
Yeah, maybe he's underpriced. I don't know.
Well, he's the most expensive of the leaders and the four VPs. Again, only time will tell. This is new. In a year, someone might be going, oh my God, like everyone's got that psychotroids. That's like the new hotness. No one's taking anything else. But.
Right. Or it could be the, what the hell, you taking the psychotroid? What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
We don't know. Pushing. We don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, force pushing, that works. Yeah.
That's as good as blast.
Yeah.
So next for my troops, I have six troops. And those six troops are six scufflers.
Woo! It's that horde ability, you gotta do it.
Say it, Jack. Say it the way you're supposed to say it. Go ahead.
Scuttler?
No.
Scuttler.
You have horde.
Okay.
You horde.
And the Scuttler coming in hot with one less than his leader. One less ability.
Beast is a bit of a penalty, but when you put horde in, you can't take two with,
No.
I know I've been asking everyone, what are we getting with, Star Saga? What's the package? And I didn't want to say, cause I think the two scuttlers that come with it are inadequate because they have horde, but
no, you need, if you're going to run scuttlers, you got to run a bunch of them.
Yes. And now they have, agile and evade, and evade's a new ability. And if, you really want to know what, evade is, there's a, helpful series of videos that you can see on Family Gamer 777 that really...
Wow, I didn't even try to make the joke. I thought you were going to name some other channel that had
Jack,
him on there.
Rob, let the man speak. Go ahead, Jack. I'm sorry for my partner's interrupting of you. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, he's savage tonight. Savage.
Woo.
So, yeah, six troops, all scuttlers, and I can only say that the horde ability, they're zombies with an edge.
Yep. Now, you want to go over evade just real quick? I mean, I could sum it up in two shakes of a carotid's tail.
Yeah, but then people won't be going and seeing your sweet, sweet video justice. But that's okay. Up to you.
Okay. To you. No, I agree. Go ahead. Go watch the videos. I appreciate it. Every view helps.
For the Scuttlers, Jack, we have those spider brain guys from Shadows of Brimstone. We might be able to use those as stand-ins.
How dare you?
Well, yeah. There's no way to get six Scuttlers right now, so I'm not buying, three starter boxes.
How many come in the starter box?
Two.
All right, so now we all know that Family Gamers and Dead Zone the Podcast have gotten two sets of stuff from Star Saga coming in. How many Scuttlers are we getting with that, with the two sets?
I don't know.
Okay. Neither.
I don't know if anybody knows. I think when we get it, we'll be like, oh, that's what comes with it?
I think we're getting four, so we'd have eight. I think. Oh, don't quote me. I'm sorry. But yeah.
If that happens, I'd be very happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Or you can proxy rat swarms with it, whatever.
We'll see. But, so fight on 5+, not great. So you need the horde, agile and evade, a pretty decent troop for 8 points. Mm. 8 points.
Yeah, cause that evade will help get not getting killed too, right?
And
well,
now,
the whole point is you gotta, if you get shot at and you don't take the wound, that's when it kicks in.
Yeah.
So but if he dies, you can't evade.
Yeah, it's true.
You can evade right off the board.
But now I'm seeing some force pushes and I'm seeing some, I have to escape your bullet. Oh, but I accidentally escaped into an enemy. I'm seeing some really crazy,
combos
here that the reason why I don't win games because I like to see the, I would rather lose 60 games, but have hit once. Like this. You know.
Jack is going against Joe Neat and he has his whole plan, but here comes Beasts of War. I'm going to take my aberration and do something stupid and just for the camera. And they took a picture of it and Jack ended up losing his aberration, but he got on Beasts of War website.
No, he won. He won.
I won the game just because of that.
Oh, I'm just saying it's like
one time that it worked.
It worked. Yeah.
I was showboating. Yeah. For a camera.
Hey, listen, you know what? Jack, you never know when success might be there. You know, you gotta be ready at all times. So I got you. Never the show.
That is true. That is true. You never know. So, next I have my specialists.
Now that's it? Just six scuttlers?
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you.
I know, there are some sweet, sweet other choices, but if you're going to go with something with horde, you go with something with horde.
Right.
That's the Caratids, I wouldn't mind,
Well, nobody might take them. We could do the hate later.
Okay.
The, nameless, minion pack from Star Saga has two scuttlers in it.
So we're getting four, see?
We're getting four, so we're down two still.
Okay. And then how many come in the regular pack? Another two?
In the starter pack?
Yeah.
All these questions.
Yeah, either way, Rob and I have to split these things so we can paint them and make our own teams and stuff. So we're still down. I'm going to have to – I might have to for the first time ever implore a Mantic employee. I may have to get on the emails and just say, you know what? I'm asking for something. For the first time ever.
What?
They'll ignore you like they always have.
I've never tried. I've heard some horror stories. But,
come on, the passenger pigeon never made it. We all know that.
For the specialists, I have four needle drones.
What?
The needle drone is a... shoot six. Well, that's pretty terrible, you'd think. And save five. That's, not great. What it does have, beast, stealthy. So, little Heidi, agile again. But they have psychic. So they might not be the most accurate, but they don't need to be anywhere where anyone can see them.
Mm-hmm.
They're little tiny things that can be behind walls and they can be, they're looking for targets of opportunity. They're going to be hiding in nooks and crannies that not even a Z can fit into. And then to my last specialist.
Wait. You know what? Hey, Jack, man, you get a needle drone somewhere where it needs to be. It's stealthy, so you don't get the +2. All right. Agile can pop up, do something, and then pop back down with a move dice or whatever. And then those stupid things are hiding behind the wall or whatever. It could pop out. And then you can use the splat and push somebody.
And its weapons got blast, so you're knocking people around.
Yeah. You got blast, psychic blast, which means you could blast somebody out without even looking at them. You could be behind the wall. Yeah.
They can, I'll nook, a little nook, and they'll just be pushing people around with blast, hopefully. So again, I'm getting I think there's a theme you can see. And my last specialist, so four needle drones and my last specialist.
Go ahead, Jack. I know what it is. Go ahead.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I'll tell you if I was right. Go ahead. I like this game.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. My last one is a Gartham.
You know what? I was going to say that you got the Gotham, but, the Gartham is good too.
No, I will be painting my ogre up like that, but, I got an ogre.
Woo! There you go, Jack.
If If you no, she was the one-eyed witch. Rob, come on. The master's dead. Then he can be anywhere. Anyways, the ogre, it looks like a Garthum, and it's I think when you have a pretty squishy, kind of small united list that I have, you got to bring something big. So the ogre fits the bill. Solid beast, tenacious. It's got AP2, which is nice. Starting because everything else I have has no armor piercing so far. Now in the book it says AP2 defender shield.
Yeah.
Now when I first saw that, I said, that must be a mistake. It fights on fours, fights on threes, saves on four, tenacious, armor 2, size 3, defender shield? Really? Yeah.
So he's actually got armor 3.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he does have armor 3, and if there's a little guy in the cube with him, gets armor 1.
That's cool.
So aesthetics aside, my love of Dark Crystal aside, I'm taking an ogre.
He's like a tank.
Yeah.
Every list I make is going to have an ogre.
We'll have 4 ogres, so at least 4 ogres.
That's good. So when the Garthum master sends them out to find the Gelflings.
Gelflings.
So I don't know how much more I have to say about the ogre. The 3 VP's a little costly, but he's a bullet magnet. People are going to be
He's also tenacious.
Going to town on him, and I think he can last long enough to let the little guys kind of get in the position.
Tenacious D.
Little tenacious D indeed. He's got a tenacious D.
Now he's really gonna be tough to kill, but if you do, it's 3 VPs.
Yes. Yes. And then last but not least, I have a Baphomite.
I knew it.
The Baphomite with the crystal cannon.
I remember her movies.
Crystal Canyon.
No.
What the hell's going on here?
A nice 80s-esque allusion to an adult star. I don't know. I tweaked hit my funny bone. Yeah, that's right.
It's all for you, Jack.
No, thank you. The Baphomite's 4 VPs, but
he's 5 now.
He's 5 now. Because the crystal cannon gives him 1, and it's 12 points. But the crystal cannon, like everyone knows why you take the Baphomite. It is a tank. It is the for those who don't have the book yet, just imagine a.
Well, even if you have the book, you won't know what it looks like. So,
the picture's not in the book. That is correct.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go to the website. It's pretty cool.
I might have to. It's got. It's a size 4.
It kind of looks like a giant shrimp.
Mm. Yeah, but also kind of, I don't know. Yeah,
or a lobster maybe.
So it's shoot 5, fight 5, save 5. Not horrible. Solid, beast, tenacious, psychic.
Are all your guys psychic?
Yeah, I kind of.
Oh, except for the ogre, I think everybody else is psychic. Mm. Oh no, scuttlers aren't psychic.
Scuttlers are not. Yeah, the reason he's psychic is because just for, if you want to take, what the hell is it? The Sonic Disruptor, which you didn't take, but, that goes on the Baphomite. But yeah, he's, he's another one with 4 rules.
So he's psychic. Mine will only be able to tell Carrie Ann to come to the light. He won't be able to use the weapon approved for psychics, but,
tell her if she doesn't come, you're going to give her a spanking.
Armor 3, size 4, tenacious, solid. Like it's a big solid troop for 27 points. This one is the one I thought maybe might be a little underpriced, but then I went, okay, I'm putting a weapon on. Boo. Okay.
You on them extras.
Yeah. It's the, I bought a car and the salesman got me on the undercoating.
Yeah. So he ends up being 39 points and 4 VPs.
Yes, exactly. Are you following along at home?
Yeah. No, I can just do math in my head.
Armor three, but a 5-up survive. You're getting 5 wounds. You're going to take a lot of shooting to get into him, but yeah.
And the crystal cannon I chose because it's range 8, AP 4. It's got the white of fire 1, but it's the AP that was the.
It's a Strider killer.
It's if you bring in your Forge Fathers and my psychics aren't doing anything, you're shrugging off the menacing of say some scuttlers that have hoarded around you. AP 4 is going to be able to do a little. Yeah, AP 4. So
don't forget it's got the triclinic shard.
Yeah, and that you unless I can point to a video from a noble and worthwhile walk through YouTube's videos to Family Gamers. Would you want to enlighten people now on the triclinic shards?
Sure, it lights you up and it gives anyone who hits you in combat an +1 die.
It's kind of tag. It's a tag.
But it lasts forever.
Yeah, it's a better tag, but it's only for melee.
Yeah.
So that is my list. And when it is all said and done, it is only 198.
You could take an ammo.
An ammo, but I have psychics. Who would have? I've got Elise and.
There's some guys who shoot stats, don't you?
Could I have put it on the Bathomite, maybe?
No, he's a beast, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I got a lot of beasts, too.
Yeah.
At the time, I couldn't. I didn't think I could take the ammo, but maybe if someone really.
Your leader? Your leader's a beast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody's a beast. Every single one of your people is a beast.
I used it for a reason. I couldn't use those 2 points.
That's hilarious.
And 21 VPs. So
nice.
The 21's not outrageous, but
that's probably pretty average, I would think.
Yeah. So that is my list. Now I suspect mine will be very much different than everyone else's because someone doesn't take a terror. Or a Goliath, or the rifleman. I kind of was.
Spoilers. Anyways,
I'm going to step aside now. That was my list. Thank you very much. And in conclusion, any and all fluff. Big deal. And I conclude this this edition of Team Building Exercise with Jack.
Nice. We'll take a break, we'll come back, and we'll discuss my list.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by 2 pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com. For all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Alright, so we are back. Award winning team building exercise. I got the 2 Thunders from up above us, Jack and Rob. Jack did his crazy list. He went psycho, pun intended, psychotroidish. And now we go to the Taskmaster. What do you got, Rob?
I believe I don't have any psychics in my list.
What?
Nope, no psychics. My leader I took was the Fear.
The Fear.
Dun, dun, dun. Because I like his special ability. Coach, explain his special ability.
It's the Creeping Fear. Cue Metallica music. Spend an army special result to give the active model the stealthy and resilient 1. abilities until the end of the round. If the model already has resilient, it plus one to its value. That is crazy.
So give these guys even more abilities. So
but now you're just giving guys who don't have it two more abilities.
Yep. Just pile them on. Just
giving out abilities. This I heard is a crazy you like abilities. Bobby commercial.
I heard you like abilities. Here's some more abilities on your abilities.
I like abilities in my abilities. We should do a crazy Bobby commercial like, I'm giving away abilities.
We got resilience. We got tenacious. We got over here. We got, oh no, you can't do that. Oh, I'm doing it. Psychic. Oh, no. Cut it out.
It can't hold anymore.
Tell the boys to take this jobber and shove it. No, you're going to get in trouble.
A woman swoons in the background.
Oh, Bobby's the man.
He's only tap 1. He's got recon 5+, which isn't great. He does have resilient 1, which is good. He's got the shoulder mounted phaser, predator style, which is range 6, AP 1, weight of fire 1, which is always great. And he's also got ripping tentacles.
Ripping tentacles.
They don't rip, they're just like rippling. It should be rippling tentacles. But it's AP 1, frenzy 1. So he's got weight of fire 1 and frenzy 1. So you're getting them both ways if he has to fight somebody. He's 4-5-4, which is good. He is expensive. He's 30 points and 3 VPs. Size 1, armor 1. I did put a smoke grenade on because I had 3 points left over. So, and he's the only 2 of my people can have, weapons or items. So I was forced to give him the smoke grenade. So his little tentacle will be whipping a smoke grenade around. So that's him. He's pretty good. I like him. And he's from Star Saga and I painted him and he's cool.
Oh, the Jack Fike rule.
But the creeping fear, like if that doesn't make the imagination, how nice it is to be able to remember in Dead Zone version 1 where there was initiative rules. So yeah, you could hang your ass out of it. You could make a daring dash. You could stand up and there was a chance that you wouldn't get punished for it. This is kind of like that. You stand the guy out and go, okay, but now he's resilient. He's got this. Do your worst. It's, I don't know. It's got a little dramatic flair for me anyways. I really like that rule.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's pretty useful. So, for my troops, I pulled the Jack Fike and I took 6 Guttlers.
What?
It's horrid, man. You have to have a lot of them, so you're going to take a lot of them.
Say it, Jack. Just say it. Come on, I've been waiting all day. Say it. What rule do they have, Jack?
Horde.
So that's all my troops. 6 Scuttlers.
Wow.
I took a Rifleman because I had extra points and I really didn't have anything else. So I took a Rifleman and he's a 5-6-5. But I gave him a holo sight. So he's got his crystal rifle, which is range 10, tricleric shard, and rapid fire with a holo sight. He's also a resilient 1.
I've been yelled at. It's triclinic.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Triclinic.
Yes.
It's pretty
like
clear.
When you have an itch, like down below, you got to go to the triclinic.
Try the clinic. Yep. Anyways, yeah, he's all right. He's 23 points, a little expensive, but he's only 1 VP, I believe. Right? Mm,
2. He's 2 VPs.
2 VPs, so.
Yeah.
I wrote it down there. 2 VPs.
And also Holosight, when you put it on him and he dies, you can't pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah. But none of my other guys can use it other than my fear.
No, well, yeah, but like say you're fighting an enforcer.
Your enemy can't, yeah.
Yes.
We never play with that anyways.
Yeah.
We'd forget about it.
You should. Resilience 1.
Resilient 1, yes.
Yeah, he sucks. He only got 1 rule.
And armor 1. But as a, hey, I have some points left over. I'm going to throw them in like as a flipping thing. That's a pretty solid for 50 points.
Well, 23 with the holosight, but yeah.
But even at 15, he's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I wish his shoot was a little better. 5+ isn't great, but.
But then again, he's only 15 points. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know.
So with my remaining points, I did the coach rule on this one. If you like something, you don't take 1, you take 2. So I took 2 Goliaths.
Yeah.
These bad boys move 1-2, which is nice. They're actually not too slow. They're 5-3-3-4. So they got a 3 fight and a 4 save. Solid beast, tenacious, tough. Armor 2, size 4. Crushing maw, which is AP 3. So I get my armor piercing there. And then their tentacles are range 2 smash. The new rule, smash.
Smash.
Smash is just, what is it, knockback, but just better?
Yeah, basically. It's like knockback from a distance.
And yeah, they have tough, so these guys are awesome. So I got 2 huge beasts that are going to be on the board.
Mm.
And that's it. That's exactly 200 points. I do like the Goliaths. We don't have 2. We're only going to have 1. So I really can't play this list, but maybe I'll have to steal one at Gen Con if they have one there.
Or you can put a Strider in there. It's probably the same size.
Yeah, they're size 4, so they should be similar. Mm.
Or while I'm there with my little wooden alms bowl contacting Mantic, you could just slide up beside me with yours and just we'll sit there both looking each
more
chef than the next. Yes.
Can I have a Goliath, please? We've been so good for the last 6 years. We've never asked for anything. We just want a Goliath and maybe some scuttlers.
Jack went from England to a Southern Belle.
And then they slap us down.
Oh my god, I got 2 Goliaths. I caught the vapors.
Oh dear. Yeah, well, if I keep doing that, I'll slip into Camp German. Then we'll have to stop this. I can't stop at that point.
That's true.
And then we get the RS.
So that was my list. Coach, what's your list look like?
I'm so glad that we do this show because we never have the same freaking lists. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. Professional. Don't even look it up. You don't have to. Right? Here we go. I'm coming in hot with the Blight.
Wow.
The Blight. Yeah. You know why?
I like it. We all took like 3 different model. Leaders.
I like the model.
He's
and I like
model.
His tentacly beard that he has. So he moves on a 1. What?
Yeah. I think the Blight's one of the coolest models.
Yeah. And he's got them like those 4 egg sacs, 2 on each side. It's crazy. I like it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. A hot take right now. The Blight model nor the Terror model, do I really like?
What's the Terror? You see the,
Yeah. I don't like the Terror either. I don't like the model.
Terror's head's both too big, I think.
Yeah.
But I guess art is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rob, you love who you want. Life's too short. You do whatever you want to do. It makes you happy.
On the Blight, I might take off the fins. That's the only thing I don't like about the Blight.
No, I like the fins. The fins are cool. It makes them aerodynamic.
Like a 57 Chevy. Or...
Yeah. But it's weird. I see what you're saying because it's like all armor and then he's got his fins sticking out, you know? Or maybe that's just the way they painted it. Maybe I'll just paint it as like armor on it.
Yeah, that's
right. But he moves on a 1-2. He's got armor 1. He's a size 2, which is nice. 5-4-4 across the board. Tack 1, resilience 1, and tough. So tack 1, resilient 1, 4 plus survive.
Hmm.
And tough.
Tough,
resilience, 4 survive. Tough, resilience, 4 plus survive. That's what I'm talking about right there. He's got the Ravenous Maw, which is a range F AP2 frenzy 1. Okay. That's his, he spits a big, hot, steaming hunk of nameless loogie at you, you know, from, when you're in combat with him. He also has a Corrosive Blast. Jack, get ready. Corrosive Blast is range 3, AP 1, and it burns. So how could Coach not take something that has it burns? And speaking of it burns, I'm not even going to say it, the caustic spittle. So he hocks that loogie at you. Now, because you got him, he spreads his ability around. And this is why I like it. Spend an army special result to allow the active model to perform a free shoot action.
Free shoot action.
With a range 2, it burns. If the model has no shoot stat, it can still make a range attack, but shoot with the shoot stat of 7. So like if you see a lot of the big beasties or whatever, all them guys, they don't have a shoot stat. Here's the thing though. It's almost like a suppression weapon because no matter what happens, the cube is on fire.
Yeah, it don't matter if you hit or not.
And nobody got time for that because I got bronchitis. So the only thing I don't like about the Blight, the only thing I don't like about him is why does he have that thing on his arm? He has yeah. like a
some kind
he
of
has
weapon,
like a gun on his arm. Yeah. So what the hell is that?
Like a rocket pod or something.
Maybe that's where the corrosive blast comes from.
Maybe. I think he would spit it at you, but hey, maybe that's where it comes from. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But he's only 30 points and 3 VPs, and he's got a recon of 5+. I like him. I like
him
a lot.
He's tough, too. Tough as
well. You get him into combat 4+, size 2, AP 2, frenzy 1. Come on. What's wrong about him? Nothing.
No, not really. And that caustic spittle is a nasty surprise.
Yeah.
And if he's wrong, I don't want to be right.
Right. Now, here's the thing, too. I will say this. Okay, Jack, the couch is by you, right? The fainting couch? This is a leader I'm not going to hide.
No. I'm going to move him up. I was almost going to say that. I took a very doubtful Thomas, very shy leader. The Blight is not.
No.
The Blight is the opposite. He's a stage 1A type where he's
yeah, he's the 1A. But he moves on a 1 to 2. And he's the model that looks like, oh, what'd you say? He's kind of like, you know, pushing.
I would turn that one hand over so he's got both hands up like, come on, come at me.
Yeah. Oh, what? Oh, what? Oh, well, they're probably good plastic, but if it's rustic, I'm turning it up. Maybe even put that middle finger up there. I'm going to do that. But yeah, I like him a lot. So let's move on because I think I spent too much time on the Blight and Rob is not stepping in. So I'm going to do it myself. I am taking as troops. I have gone pretty troop heavy. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Caratids. I love these guys. They look like shrimps when in Dreadwall. So a little fact, we were calling, I don't know, I said it on DZTP Live that we were calling them the shrimp until they changed it to the Caratid. And I was like hurt because I want to call them the shrimp. So the shrimp moves on a 2 to 3, no armor, size 1, 5, no shoot, 5, 5, survive. Frenzy 1 beast. Only 9 points, 1 victory point. So for the 1 point over the Scuttler, you don't have as many abilities. They're still both beasts. You don't have horde. You don't have agile. You don't have evade, but he does have a fight of 5 with frenzy 1. It's pretty damn nice. Good.
And he's 2-3 instead of 1-2.
Right. And he moves faster. He moves faster. So now I look at these guys like if I get a few splats, they're going to just run up and spit at you and, you know, with a 7 shoot, no
big
deal.
But yeah, you're still
I don't care. I'm just, you know, you on fire, you know, just for the hell of it.
Well, that extra move in the sprint, you're right. They don't have the horde, but they can really move. They can decide what's going on the board. You know what? More scrimps, the better, I say.
Yeah.
Scrimp.
You know what? I like to eat scrimp. And, you know, 5-0 fight with Frenzy 1. I love that. So, you know, it's pretty good. And then I'm taking 2 stinkers or inkers, whatever your thing is. 1 to 2, size 1. They fight on a 6 and survive on a 6. I'm not taking them for that. I'm taking them because as you guys know, I'm well versed in xenobiology. The inkers have 2 ink sacs, a right and left ink sac that hang. And what happens is one is for dropping and one is for when you die. So it's basically a smoke grenade that moves. It's almost like a more beast bomber, but better. Because
you can use it too.
Yeah. And then like when it blows up, you know, you could drop smoke or you can get killed, man. I like it. I like it, you know. And I just took 2 of them just for the hell of it to maybe get the Caratids behind them and – you know, you could do that.
Drop some smoke, yeah.
Drop some smoke, yeah. So moving on. Get your butter ready, because I did take an ogre. I mean, how can you not?
How right, Jack?
How can you not? So because
I took
you know,
2 Goliaths, that's why I can't take an ogre.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Rob, I'll be honest with you. The other list I made was that list. You know, with the fear and just enough troops to take 2 Goliaths, but yeah. But I wanted to take an Ogre because he's 35 points, 3 VPs. He's tough. So I figure a bunch of little guys, but you know, the leader is coming up there and the Ogre is coming up there. And then in the rear with the gear, I put the Rifleman. Okay. Dropping triclinic shards all over the place. I did give him ammo because I had 2 points left over. So he is getting that. So, you know, with a melee heavy army. Maybe I could have took two for the shard, but I took one just for the hell of it. He is, though, two VPs, though. You got to watch him, man. You got to be smart with him. The only thing is he's got a sniper rifle without a sniper, all the bad stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got a range 10, so that's going to work. And wow. Then...
My only problem with him is, well, my only problem thus far is I've been trying to work in a joke. There is no try clinic, just do, you know, like I was trying to do like a right. Do or do not thing, and I haven't yet. So that's my only problem so far. Carry on.
And got to take the Goliath.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's going to be shooting at the Goliath because he's mad scary. And then the other guys are coming up, you know. I think in this list, the Goliath and the leader are going to take the most heat because, you know, you always want to kill the leader and then the Goliath. But I think moving up the Blight with the Inkers just to make it work, you know, or maybe even like, have him behind an Ogre, you know, kind of like, you know, he's the offensive lineman and the Blight's coming up behind him to take the pressure off him. Not in the same cube, obviously, because they won't fit, but, you know, just making it work like that. And I like that. And, you know, the Goliath. But I got to tell you, I agonized over this one just because I didn't know which one to bring to the forefront. Because I like Jack said, they updated, I think it's our boy, Ben Edwards, right? Updated Battlescribe. It was Ben Edwards, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he did it when he's doing his podcast also. So, you know, what is that? Frantic Gamers. Go see Frantic Gamers. They're pretty good. You know, since it was like Battlescribe's been updated, I erased everything and started over again, making lists again. So I'm like, let's make the Enforcer list. Let's make this. Let's make a Nameless list. Let's make Maze on the, so now it's like, you know, the thing keeps popping up. You have too much, stuff. You need more storage, you know? So I literally made about 100 lists, at least 100 lists. So, but yeah. So I kind of like this one, but I do like Jack's list. I do like Rob's list because it's very similar to other lists that I've made. But this is the one I chose, and I'm sticking to it.
And you know what? There's so many other good units. We'll get to it. But
yeah,
I would have bet. I'm glad I didn't do the coach goal. I know what you're taking. I'll tell you. I thought for sure there was going to be an assassin in your list.
Yep.
At least one.
You know what? He was there, but when you take the Goliath, you gotta trim the thing. So what I would do is take out the Goliath and take a bunch of other guys. That's the only way to do it. Because the Goliath is 48 points. He's a quarter of your army.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if you don't take him, then you could take the rifleman. Then you could take, you know, maybe two riflemen and two assassins, or maybe throw one or two gunslingers in there, you know, that type of deal. So it's just, you know, if you take the Goliath, or two, you're really limiting what you can take as far as you don't become a horde army. You become a beast mode. So it's, you know, you got to pick and choose. But I went with a more balanced approach this one, I think. And that's
I think it does a disservice to some of the other troops that just weren't taken. We'll address it, obviously, at the in the third quarter. But I would have sworn an assassin. But okay, well, very good, and clearly there's a lot of love for the Goliath.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cool. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk about what we didn't take.
Yeah, all right. Enough already. Now on to the commercials. Yeah, oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, you want to I know.
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back to Team Building Exercise. Here we are. We're going to dabble into what we didn't take. And Rob, let's walk through the garden path of what we didn't take.
So the only ones it didn't take are the Assassin,
mm-hmm.
Gunslinger, and Terror. Anybody have anything to say? We already said the Assassin was pretty good.
I like the Assassin. He was there, but you know, like I said, I took the Goliath. I like him because he moves on a 2-3, fights on a 5, but he's stealthy. And he's got Frenzy, too. Maybe I should have took him. Shoosh.
And I like the Rifleman a lot better than the Gunslinger for being the similar thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's why. Because the Gunslinger's got range 3 weapons.
Yeah. He's taking the coolest name, though.
Yeah. He's cool, but
no, I'm saying range 3. He's got the Crystal Pistols.
Crystal Pistol, yeah. Twin Crystal Pistols.
Yep.
And then the Terror. We've already said we don't like the model that much. But he's resilient 1, agile, stealthy, 2-3, nice move. He's expensive. Ooh. He's 24 points, but 3 VPs. But he's a fighter. He's got a Ravidus Maw, range fight, AP 2, Frenzy 1. That's really nice. Fights on 4s. He's actually pretty good. Size 2.
He's not bad. And, you know, he's stealthy, so you won't get full model.
Yeah, and he's size 2, so he's got extra wounds.
Yeah.
And that speed is nice.
AP 2, Frenzy 1 on a 4-up fight. Ooh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, take him with some needle drones, so you got all your guys at 2-3 running them up. This army in general is very melee.
Yeah.
Like, I was hard pressed to find anybody who shot. So that's
why. Well, we could look at that now and just figure it out because like Jack's army is like all, you know, if they weren't psychic, then you'd never get you'd never shoot anything.
Yeah.
So the fear, right? The, psychotroid. But I don't, he's a beast. He can't take a gun.
Yeah.
And so the Fear and the Blight can take an extra weapon, right? Your Ink Sack, Scuttler, and Carotid can't because they have no shoot stat. Assassin can't. Needle Drones can, but they're beasts, so they can't. The Gunslinger, you could switch out stuff. The Ogre doesn't have a shoot stat. The Terror doesn't have a shoot stat. The Rifleman, obviously. The Baphomet and the Goliath can, but the Goliath can't because he has weapon options none. So, well, you know, but I kind of like that, like, say the Goliath can't take anything because he's got good stuff as it is. And he's just this big hulking monster. So that's like saying, all right, I'm going to put a burst laser on a aberration. It doesn't work, you know, like the Baphomet, I kind of understand this is the vehicle or the strider of the, yeah. You know, Or like, this is your big indirect, like your mortar team. So, you know, he fits in there, but like the Goliath, what are you going to put on it? It doesn't make sense, you know? So, you know, like the Terror can't, the Ogre can't, the, Needle Drones can't, you know, like a lot of these guys have special options. None. The Assassin gets what he gets. He's got his AP 1 Frenzy 2 Razor Claws. That's it. You can't, you know, as is.
Yeah, a lot of as is, yeah.
Yeah.
But my opinion was the things that we didn't take, it's because you can look one page, further or before and find something you prefer that's almost the same vein. Like, we didn't take Gunslingers, but people took the Riflemen. People didn't take the, you could choose the Terror, but people chose the Ogre. I think there's enough overlap, like there's a Venn diagram where you can take what you want based on a few things, but there's options. And it made me start to feel like the plague. You know how the plague is right now where there's a lot of different stuff. You can really, for me, that's why if we didn't take it, it was because there was something else that maybe tickled our fancy just a little bit more in the same vein.
Or fit into your overall game plan.
Right.
You know, like, let's just, you know, let's play the comparison game. Let's do the Ogre and the Terror. Cause all three of us took the Ogre and we said we didn't take the Terror. Now, so the Ogre is 11 points more and they have the same VPs. Okay. Movement goes to the Terror on a 2-3. The Ogre has armor 3, you know, with the shield. Our Terror has armor 1. The Ogre is size 3, Terror is size 2, so an extra wound and whatnot. The Ogre does fight on a 3, but the Terror fights on a 4, but Frenzy 1. They both have AP 2, but, you know, like I said, it has Frenzy 1. The Ogre is solid, so you can't pin him. the Terra is not solid, but he's stealthy, so you can't jump in front of him and shoot him. You know, you can't full model on him. The ogre you can't get away from easily because he's tenacious. That's a tough one. But then again, the ogre's 11 points more. So the terror has its place.
It does. Everything does.
Now that I do this comparison, I'm looking at it and I got to say, you know what? I don't really like the model, but he can do some work. And there, he's only a size 2. It's hard because when you look at the book, the terror almost looks the same size as the ogre, but we know that it's not. You know what I mean? It's like, he's a size 2. The ogre is a size 3. So, you know, it's a lot bigger, but yeah, man. See, we would have to do another nameless list and go the other way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, like make a second list because then I would take out the Goliath, but then spam it with all the other stuff. So then I would make like almost like a plague list, you know?
Well, it doesn't sound like there's going to be too much in the hate section of this.
Well, there's really nothing to hate. These guys are really good.
No.
Well, that's the thing. The thing I can say that I hate is that I find it almost does replace the plague of it. What do you guys think? Do you think this is a little too much of a plague replacement group? Well, at least in the plague melee section.
Yeah, because honestly, like I've taken plague melee, and every time I've done a straight melee, you know, the lieutenant, the stage 2s, like that, all that stuff, aberrations, teratons, all this stuff. Man, I wish I had some shooting. Always.
That's definitely what this list lacks, I think, is some solid shooting.
Yeah, but they got all the psychic stuff. So what you lack in shooting, you're getting psychically.
Yeah, sure, you're getting it. You don't have to have line of sight, but it's still, they're shooting on 6s usually. And
to be honest, the list I made wasn't in the plague realm. My mind wasn't in the plague realm. I was thinking I was in a whole different mindset. And it wasn't until some crazy maniac, walked in and said, you know what, I want 2 Goliaths, that I went, you know, this probably could be a plague list. So I'm not going to outright dismiss your opinion, Rob, but it wasn't in my mind.
Maybe that's the way I came at it. I came at it as a very plague kind of list. So maybe that's why it felt like that.
See, I don't see these guys as a plague. I see them as something different than the plague. And I think now the plague with the stuff they have now are a little, they've changed the way I look at my list for the plague, like very, very differently, but this is just all new hotness. The whole thing is all new hotness, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to see. Like you say, it's been playtested, but it hasn't been playtested by thousands of players.
You know
yet,
what? It's got to be played. We got to give it a year.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's got to be a year because, and then all the feedback comes back. Oh, the Psychotroid is way too good. He's way too good. All right. Well, then he should be 42 points. Oh, well, the fear is terrible. All right. Well, let's give him something or reduce his points or, you know, recon value like we do with the Veerman.
Yeah, they might see, oh my god, these guys, yeah, they have hardly any shooting, so they get shot the hell up before they get even in with range of someone, you know, like.
Yeah, it's like the assassin, even with stealthy, he's getting killed before he gets to you. Yeah. You know?
That's the question. Is that kind of,
well, that's the only way it happens is, let's say right now, 100 people play the Nameless. You're gonna get 100, at least 100, one line question like, I did this list and this happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we're going to have to look at it. But you know what though? That's the fun part. So now everybody's on the ground floor. You guys are all playtesters.
Yeah.
You know, play the Nameless and see what happens, you know? And
as
like
long
you said,
as, they don't win every tournament, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think Dead Zone's like that. I think Dead Zone's it's a little bit too, like, I want to play Plague and I'm playing Plague and I don't care. You know,
yeah,
like
there is a lot of that too. Oh, there's the hyper competitiveness.
Yeah. Even me, like I'm a hyper competitive guy, but I want to win with my faction that I want to play. You know, it's not like, and also too, listen, there's really not too many plug and play in Dead Zone. And here's the thing that separates it. play the missions and the secrets together, and you'll see it's a different game. It really is. So, you know, like we just put up that battle report. I was playing Ryan Forgefathers against his Asterians, and it came down to the secret missions. I played the mission, and he did. He tried to play the mission, but I was, I guess, you know, a few A-trains went my way, and the game completely changed for him. So, you know. And
well,
that's
the beauty of any dice game, is that you never know what's going to happen.
No, but I like that variety, and I like the way the secret missions are, like, you and I have opportunity to score. So, you know, it changes the game. But I'm saying that's why the Nameless may be good, because that whole secret mission thing is in there. So that might change, like, oh, they're so good. Yeah, but, you know, I keep scoring more secret missions than you, so I'm getting 2 points every round. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass right now. But, you know, things like that, there's so many parameters to these guys that we don't know yet. And that's the fun part of it. That's what I look forward to.
Yeah. So, like,
love to see.
Yeah. So I just want to say thanks to Christopher Verspeak for the first, you know, being the progenitor of it. But then the rules committee, I'm loving the book. Everything looks good. There's going to be some erratas. There's going to be some, but for right now, a lot of hard work went into this. And then the people who did the play testing, thanks to them. Now it's up to you, the community at large. So people have done some hard work. Now it's your turn to really, really put some time in and play and have fun and send the feedback.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. We'll see how it goes. Well, the question is now, what the hell are we going to do next week or next month?
Alphabetical or reverse alphabetical?
Who gets to choose?
No, I'm like, are we going to start from A or are we going to start from V?
Oh, you think we're going to go through all the things again?
I thought, well, what the hell? This is the freaking show. Right? That's what we're supposed to do.
I thought that was going to be the fourth season.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry. So what would be the next? What's the next thing then?
That's what I mean. That's the question. I guess we can just start going through them all. Yep. I think we should choose, though. Who gets to go first in the choosing?
I'm not falling for this. Hey, Jack, why don't you plan a show? Okay, dream building exercise, meme building exercise. No! So
we put the kibosh on that real quick, man.
I got my arms crossed again, and I've turned my back thusly.
So, Jack, pick a faction that we do next week from the...
And just one, Jack!
Just one. There's rules to this. You know what? I am going to go with Asterians because they think Thanos is right.
Nice.
That marionette knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm glad you chose Asterians.
Is that being facetious?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
Cool. So if you want to get us to hit more of me and Jack, we're on Dead Zone, the podcast, obviously. And Coach is on Family Gamers 777 on the YouTube. He went through Outbreak one Incy Beatsy part at a time. 15 parts, was it?
No, it's 18.
18 parts. Plus he's doing bat reps now.
We're not done yet. We got a few more things to go over. We're going to do elite lists. That's the next thing.
No, there you go. So he's just covering that book like a wet blanket.
Yes.
And the third sphere, you have part two of, you're also taking community Pat through, you've taken him by the hand and you're also leading him through the outbreak.
Yeah. So now it's, you know, on Family Gamers, it was just me spewing. Now I have Tyler and community Pat helping out and giving insight and stuff. So it's good to get more voices in there, like kind of what we do here, but instead of making lists, we're going over the faction one by one. The third sphere was, I got Rob Berman and I have, Ronnie Renton interview plus the three of us going over the book. So it's a lot of, content out there, man.
Yeah. It was an epic, epic journey. I actually made it through it and it was,
oh, you did the whole thing?
Yeah. It was good content.
In one shot?
No, it took me, I think, two sittings at least.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say, man, that you're a warrior if you did it one shot.
Yeah. One shot's, that's asking a little much, but.
And you know what's funny? I got a lot of stuff all set for next month. Should I tease next month?
Sure.
Always.
I got part two of our breakdown of the book of the factions. And also I got Rick Hall on there just in time, tells us how to run a successful campaign.
Nice. Yeah, nice. He's the man right now doing his, Michiganers. Those guys got a big, event coming up soon. So go check that out. They're doing a whole Mantic weekend. I think Community Pat's going down for that too, and Jeff Burbage I think's going over from Canada. So it's going to be a star-studded affair. I would go, but I'm going to Gen Con, so That's my hobby time.
Well, Gen Con is not July 28th. You know that, right?
That's right, yeah. Well, I can only get so much time off. But Jack's going to your event there, Coach. So
awesome. I got the bed all ready. I got the Irish whiskey, and I got no shanties. Shanties do not pass the threshold.
Fun
we
times.
All know that I can't make it, and that it's just hurtful rubbing it in. But
are you a Canadian or a Kantian? I think you're a Canadian, Jack. So make it happen.
There's do or do not do. There is no triclinic.
Oh,
I got it in.
Yeah.
Yes. Last second.
You really are the talent of this show. I can't say it enough.
Okay.
Well, my name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm lucky to be here because I'm Coach.
And we'll see you next month for the Asterians.
That doesn't get old.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ew, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?
The master's dead, and he can be anywhere.